If you study the views of the vast majority of the founding fathers of America, we see how the Bible played a key role in shaping so many of our institutions, which have led to political prosperity and freedom at an unprecedented level. But what if one undermines the Bible to the point where it becomes meaningless in its message? There's a very liberal politician running for the U.S. Senate now to represent Texas. His name is James Tallarico. Author and youth specialist Dr. Alex McFarland writes, quote, "Candidates woke Jesus has no place in Christianity or Texas. We are all sinners in need of forgiveness, and there's only one true Savior, Jesus Christ, and Tallarico's version is not the real Jesus," end quote, from Alex McFarland. I'm Dr. Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Alex, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Newcomb. It's always a great privilege. I appreciate the call.
Sure. And it's funny, when I read your quote there on the air, I'm thinking, well, Alex, what do you really think about this?
Well, you know, let me say, we ministers, at least ministers like myself that really believe the Bible and have a high view of Scripture, I think we need to call out those in ministry that really twist and distort and eisegete Scripture rather than exegete. Eisegesis is twisting the Scripture for an agenda or ideology. And Tallarico is really maybe the worst that I've seen, maybe ever. And I've seen some heretical things before, but he is a leftist woke politician with high aspirations. He makes much of his being a seminarian, a seminary student. By the way, I have done extensive research on Austin Theological Seminary, where Tallarico is a student, and they pride themselves on not having a doctrinal statement. I read, I think, every page of their website, and they affirm all students and all human beings, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identification. I mean, they're a woke, vacuous, heretical seminary, and as one of their students, Tallarico embraces and promotes a woke, vacuous, anti-biblical theology. And Texas voters, especially Texas Christians, should not be misled by this false teacher.
So let's take an example, Tallarico and abortion.
Oh, yeah. Well, he tries to defend abortion with Scripture. And he says, you know, Mary had the choice. It had to be consensual. And, you know, the incarnation and being, you know, as the Greek church would say, the Theotokos, the God-bearer, Mary, you know, could have aborted. It's hermeneutics from hell. Literally. And, you know, I am very concerned for this young man. And I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says in James 3, don't aspire to be a teacher because the teachers will receive greater condemnation or greater, more strict analysis. And in the miraculous event that Mr. Tallarico would ever hear this interview, young man, you need Jesus. And in John 10:35, Christ himself said the Scripture cannot be broken, John 10:35. And so, Mr. Tallarico, I would beg of you for the sake of your own soul, in light of Revelation 22, don't add to or take away. In light of James 3, that God will judge you all the more strictly. If you're going to present as a minister of the gospel and you use God's holy word that for centuries has been understood as pro-life, objective morality, binary view of gender, male and female, Genesis 1, 26 and 27, to twist the holy word of God for political ends. James Tallarico, repent, care for your soul, sir, and stop using God's word to advance the ideology of the Democrat left.
You've already touched on part of this, but let's have you talk about Tallarico and transgenderism. And there's a quote from him which says, God is non-binary. Can you define, what does that mean, even that quote, and then talk about the transgender issue and this candidate?
Well, let me say from my postgrad studies, and I did a master's in developmental psych, and one of my professors was from UCLA Med School when I was at Liberty. Gender confusion and same-sex attraction is always a means of dealing with pain. And when a person has same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria and body dysmorphia, there's always a number of what are called antecedent factors, lack of bonding with the parent of the same sex, early childhood molestation. And so no one is born gay or transgender. Now, every human should be loved and respected and told the truth. And every human being made in the image of God inherently has worth and value and dignity. But Tallarico and others that want Christianity to be woke, they will use like Galatians 3:28 that says, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And they will try to use that to do one of two things, argue for a pervasive egalitarianism, that there are no distinctives about maleness or femaleness. And they will also try to argue that gender is an artificially contrived social construct. There is nothing objectively real about maleness or femaleness. And you can't legitimately use Galatians 3:28 to argue for transgenderism at all. It's simply saying male or female, East or West, Jew, Gentile, slave or free, if you accept Christ as your Savior, you are forgiven, you're regenerated, you're imputed with Christ's righteousness. We're all equal in Christ in the sense of all humans are reconciled to God in the same way. We repent, we believe, and the atonement that Jesus Christ purchased on Calvary's cross, he paid our sin debt, and all humans, regardless of social strata, background, whatever, we're all saved the same way through faith in Christ. But in no way, and whether he knows this and is just intentionally repeating the falsehoods of his alma mater, or whether he's just ignorant of good hermeneutics and good exegesis, in no way could Galatians 3:28 be extrapolated to mean some sort of validation for transgenderism. That is not a legitimate rendering of that verse at all.
All right, let's talk about Tallarico and the borders. And I think we should start out by saying that obviously there would be some well-meaning Christians on, you know, that would say, you know, oh, we need to be compassionate when it comes to the borders. But the actual ramifications of their policies are anything but compassionate. When you look at, you know, human sex slavery of children and so forth, and the cartels, the drug cartels taking advantage of the open borders, it's a mess. What does Tallarico think about the borders, and what is your Christian perspective on that?
Well, let me say that even God with heaven doesn't have open borders. There's a wall around the city of God, and there are gates, and there are objective protocols for gaining entry into the city of God, salvation. So even heaven itself does not have open borders. Now, the Savior has open arms, and he says, whosoever will may come and be forgiven. But there is... And this is where the church really, really needs to do the big, grown-up, mature work of critical thinking. Now, the evangelical church in America, regardless of denomination, the evangelical church in America is the most philanthropic group. In fact, over $1 trillion, trillion dollars in benevolent giving will be done this year and every year by America's faithful born-again Christians. So let it be said up front that obviously we believe in charity and benevolence, but Christian theology should not and cannot be used to defend open borders, which jeopardizes the safety of taxpaying citizens. It destabilizes the country. In the last year of Biden's presidency, and if ever there were a, quote, open borders president, it was Joe Biden, 290,000 felonies were committed by illegals in America, including more than 4,000 homicides. See, that's what the do-gooder, sloppy agape Christians that want to use Leviticus 19 and talk about welcoming the sojourner or the stranger in the land. The Bible also includes Romans 13, 1 through 7, that supports good civil government and basically an orderly, just government, according to Romans 13, is the minister of God. And in fact, the founders and, great Christian ethicists throughout history have noted that moral, civil, God-ordained government, first of all, looks after the welfare of its actual citizens. Now, should we abuse or exploit or take advantage of those that are here illegally? No, I mean, they should be treated humanely. But the thing is, America has INS. We have protocols for those that would choose to migrate here. We have lawful means by which people can do that, and they can become American citizens and assimilate into the land. But Tallarico, and any of the woke evangelicals that are trying to argue for open borders and they distort scripture in their attempt to do so, that they're wrong and people should not be misled by them.
All right, just so you know, we have only about 2 minutes left, Alex, and I just want, if there's anything real important to get in here, make sure you do, if you would, in these the time that remains. Do you think there's going to be Christians in Texas that would be fooled by Tallarico? Oh, I believe the Bible. I'm going to vote for him.
Well, my fear is that Christians in Texas will be fooled by Tallarico. I'll actually be in Texas speaking in July of this year in San Angelo, Texas. I've probably preached all over Texas in 30 different locations in recent years. So there are many, many people in Texas that love the Lord and are faithful Christians. But the thing that concerns me is that, so few Christians actually have a biblical worldview, a thoroughly biblical worldview. And it's easy, especially if the sermons one has heard have been largely motivational speeches, it's easy for people to be misled by things that, just because it carries the label Christian, doesn't necessarily mean it's actually faithful to the Bible.
You know, it's so interesting. This is why I think the whole issue of abortion and where a candidate stands on life is such a telltale sign. Seriously, if a candidate gets life correct, they tend to get everything else right, and the opposite is true as well. AlexMcFarland.com. Alex, how about a closing thought in 15 seconds?
Well, I'm on the road preaching Revive US. We need a great awakening, a revival, and we all can pray for that, and we should. And I pray that God, in his sovereignty and mercy, will send a spiritual movement to our nation. We desperately need it.
And that spiritual discernment you talked about is earlier as well. Thank you, Alex. All the best.
Thank you, Dr. Newcomb.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.